Here with the folks here at Farm Credit Mid-America, because we're celebrating something really big, a special time to celebrate. We were here with them last year, but this is a great time to celebrate. And Gary Haddock has told me absolutely no, he will not talk with me on the radio. I did get my picture made with him. I feel kind of privileged because Gary's like, he's been working here, I think, as long as, probably longer than I have been at the radio station. I think he told me he was working here the day somebody, as long as somebody's been alive here, one of the young people. Was it you, Becky? I'm sorry.
That was me. I was actually 2 days old when Gary started working here, so I have to remind him of that often.
He's only been here 25 years?
Yeah, 29 and a half. Yeah.
Becky Marlowe. Becky, tell us your role here at Farm Credit.
Here at Farm Credit, I am a financial officer, basically a loan officer. Farm Credit makes loans to part-time, full-time farmers. If you've got all you got to have is $500 of gross farm income or the potential for that, and we can get you eligible for a loan here.
You guys take care of a lot of customers out of this Hopkinsville office, don't you?
We do. We cover Trigg County, Caldwell County, Christian County, part of Todd County. Sometimes we go up Lyon County, Crittenden. Just kind of depends on exactly where at in the county. But yeah, we cover this part of Western Kentucky, and more than happy to talk with anybody that needs anything farm-wise.
How exciting is Patronage Week for you guys here at Farm Credit?
Patronage Week is my favorite week. I've actually been out this morning delivering patronage checks to some of my customers at some of those larger checks that I want to put in their hand and personally and thank them for their business. And it is my most favorite week with Farm Credit because we get to give back to the customers. Our customers are the reason that I've got a job and the rest of us have a job, and they're the reason we do what we do. And I love my job and love being able to give back.
I think it's fantastic. I love to hear that because it's all about giving back to agriculture during National Ag Week. And you guys pick a perfect week to do that.
Yes, it's you know, kind of behind the scenes. It's a reason for that. It all comes around, and we're just so pleased to be able to give back and to advocate for ag as much as we can.
I think it's wonderful. You have a great staff here with you. These ladies, they agreed to talk to me a while ago, and they may regret that, Becky. I know, you know.
Yes, these ladies, they love to talk. These are our customer support specialists, and they're the first ones you see when you walk in the door and the first ladies that answers the phone, and they're amazing at what they do, and they're kind of the face of Farm Credit. So I'm sure they're going to give you lots of good information.
We're going to be here the next couple of hours to talk with these ladies. And Deanna Ladd?
I'm Litchfield now, but yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it's like Gary and I were talking earlier. Dean Kimber used to say, "Now who's your mom and daddy?" And
that's
the way it is. But Litchfield, excuse me for
no,
that.
Okay.
Your husband will get me for that.
Probably.
What do you do with our farmers here?
So I'm a financial relationship specialist. Gracie and I are the first people you see when you come in the door. We're likely the voice that you hear on the phone. We take care of lots of things as far as payments, moving transfers for people, helping take care of documents at the end of loan closing. So basically, we're a jack of all trades.
Exactly right. And you can answer the phone anywhere. I guess you can answer the phone right here. You got your earpiece on where you can answer wherever you are, right?
Absolutely.
So that's pretty good to be mobile, isn't it?
Yes, for sure.
So tell us what some of the things that folks can get when they come to see you today to get their checks. They have some other things too out here.
We have all sorts of things. So we have food available. We've got ice cream. We have giveaways, such as scissors, caps, WD-40, pretty much anything that you could think of.
How did you get back to Farm Credit? What got you started here?
So kind of a crazy story. I actually taught school for 2 years. My dad, when I told him I was going to be a teacher, was like, "What are you doing?" You know, just from growing up on a farm family, That's what was anticipated for me to do. So when the opportunity came open here, my family had done business with Farm Credit for a long time, and the people and the relationships that you can build here was just tremendous to me, and it meant a lot to me. So I decided I would, you know, kind of jump out on a limb and see what happened, and it worked out.
Well, I know they're happy to have you here. You do have a great role here, Deanna, and we appreciate that. Deanna Litchfield.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And Gracie, your last name?
Well, it was Hancock, but I'm Wilson now.
Okay. Yeah, I got to make sure I get the right name, see? Tell me a little bit about what do you do here?
So I have the same position as Deanna. We are both financial relationship specialists, and we actually started on the same exact day in October this past year. But like she said, we handle account issues and payments and transfers and stuff like that. But it's definitely been a whirlwind of the last 6 months. It's a lot to learn here. Definitely going from a totally different industry that I was in to the financial industry. It's definitely a total whirlwind.
I'm thinking, you grew up in agriculture, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did. My dad and my grandfather and his father also farmed in Lafayette, Kentucky.
I thought so. What does it mean to be in agriculture?
Well, like I said, I grew up around it my entire life. So really, it means a lot to me. When I was in high school, I tried to stay involved with FFA. Mm-hmm. And when I went off to college, I went to Western and studied agriculture. So it's really always been in the cards for me, I guess, just from growing up on our farm at home. But it definitely means a lot to be able to help the local farmers here in my own community. That was really important to me when I went to college. I wanted to come back and help my local farmers here.
Yeah, for perspective, your mom, your dad and your mom?
Yep.
Who are your dad and your mom?
John Hancock and Lana Hancock.
Your grandfather and great-grandfather. Tell us about that. Who were they?
My grandfather was Henry Hancock, and that's really – him and my dad were both customers of Lindsay Champion here at Farm Credit for several years. And then his dad, well, his name was John Henry, but we called him D-John. Everyone knew him by D-John. but yeah, it's a three or four generational family farm. So unfortunately, my dad only had daughters, but we're married now, so maybe we can keep it going.
Everybody carry on the Hancock name, right?
Right. Yep. Right. Yep.
Known your dad many years and your whole family. In fact, we're probably kin to some of the Hancocks through there. So it's we definitely are. But anyway, Gracie, great to see you. Great to see what you do here. And I know you enjoy giving back to your customers, especially this week.
Yes. We really appreciate everyone coming out. We know it's a little cold. The weather is not what we wish it would be. But no matter what, we're so excited to see you all here today. And like Deanna said, we have so much stuff to give away. And if you need any help with anything, you can grab any of us here. Everyone here is very well versed in what we offer and what we can do to help you out.
Gracie Hancock and now
Wilson.
Wilson with us here at Farm Credit Mid-America. We're on 106.5 WKDZ celebrating Patronage Day and Patronage Week, National Agriculture Week as well, 106.5 WKDZ.